WJTL, that's Blanca. What if Plum, crazy about you and Phillips, Craig and Dean, Jesus only Jesus. Good morning, Annie and Fred with you, 721.
Hey, good morning, friends. A look at your weather for today. Partly cloudy, breezy, a high of 38. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low 23. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a high 33. Some folks are saying Thursday night into Friday, we might be getting 1 to 3 inches of snow. Wintry mix, could be sleet. All kinds of things, we don't know, but we will find out Thursday night. It's currently 31 here in Lancaster.
Our friends from Lititary Mennonite School hanging out with us this morning. Nicole, Chanel, Harper, Jennifer. We got a room full of folks. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. And Nicole Zimmerman is the admissions counselor at Lititary Mennonite School. And Nicole, I know you have some big events coming up that you want to invite people out to. Tell us about them.
We do. So our kindergarten program is 3 full days. We offer lots of hands-on experiences. So we wanted to talk a little bit this morning just about what that's like. As I mentioned earlier, I am a parent who my children have gone through the kindergarten program 3 different times. So it's exciting to sit here as a parent because I can say, you know, that the school just does such a great job with just the education part of it, but also just making sure that biblical integration is a priority and really catering to what the children are like individually by offering, you know, gym and music and different creative centers around the classroom.
So if folks are interested in coming, you call them K-Days, right?
We do call them K-Days. We have 4 of them coming up starting in January. We have 1 per month between January and April. The first one coming up here is January 24th, which is next Thursday from 10:30 a.m. until 12.
So if folks would want to attend that, do they just contact you or can they show up?
They can just show up. There's no RSVP needed. They can, if they would like to, they can, but it's not necessary.
Very cool. And tell everybody where you're located just in case they're not sure.
Yeah, so we're located on Newport Road in Lititz, and you can find more information about K-Days or the school in general at lambs.info.
Very cool. And also with us this morning, Chanel Lee is here. And Chanel, you have 2 children at Lambs.
Correct. Yep.
So you also, in addition to having the K-Days coming up, you have some info sessions on the pre-K.
Right. The pre-K program is awesome. It runs either 2 or 3 days from 9 to noon. And they do this great thing where they scoop your kids right out of your car. And then when you come back at 12, they pop them right back in your car. So it's really no
That's
work
convenient
at all.
For it's so moms and dads.
In your pajamas.
Yeah.
That's don't awesome. Even have to get out of the car. But yeah. They are doing an evening information session for K-Days on February 7th at 7 p.m. And that just, you get to meet the teachers. You get to hear a little about their perspective for the program and how they integrate their learning with opportunity for play. We really love the pre-K program at Lambs.
And I know at Lambs the parents are really involved, that you're helping out with the kids, you're helping out with events. What are some of the things that you've done as a parent?
I actually serve on the PTF committee. This is my last year, and it's been a great opportunity to get to meet a lot of the teachers and get to know the heart of Lambs, which is all about the kids and all about the education, which is really cool.
So the info pre-K session February 7th, if folks want to attend that, can they just drop in or do they need to make reservations?
They can just drop in. They don't need a reservation at all.
So the first K-Day coming up January 24th, and then there's subsequent ones February, March, April. The pre-K info night February the 7th. You can get all the details online, lambs.info, or give a call to the office, 717-626-9555. 5-1, and Harper Lee is with us. And Harper, you're a third grader. You love going to Lambs. I understand you make gummy shish kebabs. You're like practically famous. Yeah?
No,
you're not famous. What is a gummy shish kebab? Can you tell us what that is?
A gummy shish kebab is you take a shish kebab stick and you put gummies on it. To me, instead of a shish kebab, it's gummies.
That sounds like my kind of shish kebab.
I know. That sounds great. So do you have a busy day going back to school today and the rest of today?
Yeah.
Very. Yeah. What are you going to do?
I have to go back to school. After school, I stay late to go to choir. And then I go to my Mimi's house to see Nora for about, like, half an hour. And then after dinner, I go to musical to practice the musical that we're going to be doing.
What musical are you going to be doing?
It's called Danny and the Shacks.
Danny and the Shacks. And what part are you playing? Are you playing a part or are you just singing? Or
I'm part of the choir, and I have a solo.
Oh,
wow, she's musical.
Yeah, that's pretty great. A day of singing is a pretty great day. Well, once again, if you want more information on Literary Mennonite School, on their upcoming K-Days or their info session for their pre-K, check it out online, lambs.info. They're located out there in Newport Road in Lititz, or give a call, 717-626-9551. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, we loved having you. Back to the music we go with 10th Avenue North. This is Healing Begins, FM 90.3 WGN.